Drift is made possible by the Canadian patented formula that will have you walking, getting out of bed, and even helps your pet with his or her joint pain. Sierra Sil. Find out why thousands of Canadians and people around the world swear by it and go to sierrasil.com using the code DRIFT for 14% off. 14 is the number of days they promise it'll take for you to feel less pain in your joints. And if it doesn't help you, there's a money-back guarantee. Sierra, like the mountains, and Sil, like silicon. SierraSil.com. You've got nothing to lose but the pain. Hello, I'm Erin, and welcome to Drift. Here we tell you tales of princesses and heroes, of experiences real and imagined, of history and myth. But in this edition of Drift, I'm going to share with you the most famous baseball poem ever, Casey at the Bat, by the American writer Ernest Lawrence Thayer. Before we take you out to the ball game, I want to share with you the story of two Canadian women who went on the Dragon's Den and wowed them with their top-of-the-line envy pillow. But Kathy and Kim didn't take the investors' money. No, they built Envy on their own to now include the finest king and queen-sized sheets, as well as uniquely shaped pillows, all antimicrobial, thanks to copper. There are eye masks and so much more. Go to envypillow.com and use the code DRIFT for 10% off everything there. That's envypillow.com. And sleep with the best. I sure do. Before we get into Casey at the Bat, let's get you ready. Now let's begin, as we like to do, with a few moments of relaxation. Close your eyes. Wherever you are, whether in bed or a chair, perhaps you're traveling and just need that little nudge to take your mind off of everything. Thank you for being here. We'll start with a deep breath in and out. And as we do it again this time, feel the breath entering your lungs through your nostrils or your mouth. Breathe in, feeling that life-giving air. And breathe out. Now, I'll ask you to let your body feel heavy wherever you are. Lower your shoulders. Let your head feel heavy on your pillow or headrest. And now that your shoulders aren't quite doing so much work, allow your arms and hands to just be limp. Take in another deep breath now. Let that life go right down to your feet and out. And if you're able, swivel your ankles a bit and then let them rest. Now, your calves and your thighs, let them feel heavy. Your backside, your back, around to your belly. And finally, with one last deep breath in, your chest full. And now out. Your whole torso and shoulders and neck and legs and arms, hands and feet are all relaxed. And if you would, just think these words. I am safe. I am loved. I am at peace. And if you're ready, let's drift. This is Casey at the Bat. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, but with one inning more to play. And then when Cooney died at first, and Barrows did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to the hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought, if only Casey could but get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake, and the former was a hoodoo, while the latter was a cake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single, to the wonderment of all, and Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted, and men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second, and Flynn a-hugging third. Then, from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley. It rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain and recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing, and a smile lit Casey's face. And when, responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat, no stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eye, a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air. And Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches, black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" shouted someone on the stand. And it's likely they'd have killed him, had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the dun sphere flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two." "Fraud!" cried the maddened thousands, and echo answered, "Fraud!" But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. As we bask in the glow of the Toronto Blue Jays in the 2025 World Series, with my apologies if your team didn't make it. Okay, not really. We wish you an extra innings kind of sleep. Extra long, that is, not extra tense. And grand slam dreams. And a good night.